The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there are some hits that just really do never get old, like Rocket Man and Tiny Dancer. But then, you know, I do always change things up and vary things up in terms of deep cuts. Like at the moment, last night I decided I wanted to do Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatter's, so we just put that into the set. Or the other day I did Friends, which is a real deep cut from early back in the day. But, you know, it's whether it's something lesser known or whether it's Benny and the Jets, I love to play it. And I always strike that balance between keeping the hardcore Elton John fan happy or keeping someone who really has come to hear Crocodile Rock or Saturday Night Delight for Fighting.
Right. Hey, Tom, it's great to meet you. I love the story and love the music. And again, if you want to go to TomCridland.com, it's TomCridland.com. You can get more, read more about Tom. And next Wednesday at Simsbury Meadows at 6 o'clock. Wish you the best, Tom. It's great to meet you.
Great to meet you, too. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate your thoughtful questions. And it was so good to start listening to Take Me to the Pilot.
Yeah, it's great. I'm glad it resonated because I bleeping love that song. So we got to go. We got to get to the news. Your time is 8 o'clock.
WTIC is 99 and kicks off a year-long celebration to 100 years on the air. This is WTIC and WTIC-FM HD2 Hartford, an Odyssey station.
8:02, good morning. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. Indirect talks for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas resumed today in Qatar in what many are saying is the last chance for some kind of a deal. Correspondent Linda Gradstein's in Jerusalem.
A high-level team of Israeli negotiators, as well as the head of the CIA, will attend the talks in Doha. It is still not clear if Hamas will attend, but several senior Hamas leaders are based in Qatar. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Jack Lew says time is running out for a deal.
It's of enormous urgency because it's also part of the whole question of maintaining some stability in this region and not having violence escalate.
The first stage of a deal would see a six-week ceasefire and the release of 33 hostages. Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
Hamas says it will not be attending, but there are at least distant hopes for some kind of breakthrough with them. Republican lawmakers are criticizing regulatory approval given Wednesday to an increase in the cost of your electricity. It comes after July bills nearly doubling for some customers trying to fund previous initiatives, including a deal with Millstone, the state's nuclear energy provider. These are increases to fund power grid enhancements for electric vehicles to the tune of $80 million, says House Minority Leader Vin Cantalora.
And we need to go back in and see what additional ARPA money is left over, to what extent we could use that money to offset those rate increases. And then, frankly, we have a 2024 surplus to the tune of $329 million, which represents over taxation.
Candelora, like many other Republicans, is calling for a special session to address the soaring bills. Governor Lamont previously said that he's not opposed to the idea of a special session, but would want a plan that would immediately cut down on costs before calling lawmakers back to the state capitol. Democratic State Senator Norm Needleman, responding to this increase, said that Democratic senators had asked PURA to delay their decision, but that obviously did not happen. He says that the increase will be minimal and that it had been in the works for a while. Jonathan Jacobson is the Democratic nominee for state rep from Stamford. He beat incumbent Annabelle Figueroa by more than 200 votes in a low turnout race. Word came out on Election Day that Figueroa made anti-Semitic comments weeks ago, saying, quote, "We cannot permit a person of Jewish origin to represent our community." She since apologized to Jacobson, not once, but twice, who's called on her to resign her seat in the General Assembly and other elected positions. She told him that she will not be resigning. As far as the race goes, Jacobson believes that he would have won regardless of her comments.
The news about my opponent's deplorable statements and reprehensible attempt to use my religion to benefit her political career, that didn't emerge until the morning of Election Day. I find it very hard to believe that any voter voting in a primary in August didn't go to bed the night before already knowing how they were going to vote.
Elsewhere, a recount is likely in Hamden, where Jennifer Pope beat Lori Sweet by 2 votes in another Democratic primary for the state House. Longtime Norwalk police officer Hector Delgado retires as an internal investigation finds he violated multiple sections of the Norwalk Police Manual. It found that he violated sections of the Norwalk Police Manual pertaining to conformance to laws, unbecoming conduct, and truthfulness. Delgado had been arrested several times this year. Investigations into those incidents, including a citizen reporting an off-duty disturbance with Delgado, are under investigation. Mostly good news on Wednesday's July Consumer Price Index report out that could impact a major government financial decision next month.
Looking ahead, this inflation report, coupled with the cooling labor market, have set the stage for the Federal Reserve to answer a critical question next month, whether to cut the benchmark interest rate by a quarter point or a half point. It's currently at 5.3%.
Business analyst Cho-Ling Kent with that analysis, and we see market futures are a little higher. Dow futures up 130 points, S&P 500 futures are 12 points higher, and the NASDAQ futures are about 45 points up. WTIC News Time 806.
Are you ready to smell better naked? I'm Dr. Shannon Klingman, the OBGYN creator of Lumi, the whole body deodorant that's clinically proven to control odor for 72 hours on pits, feet, privates, and beyond. It's pH optimized to safely and effectively control odor anywhere you have it, but wish you didn't. Plus, it's proven to work better than a shower with soap alone. Whether you shower twice a day or 3 times a week, Lumi works better. And who doesn't want zero body odor? With over 200,000 five-star reviews, I'm so sure you're going to love it, or you can return it for free.
There's a special offer for listeners. Use code BETTER and get 15% off your first purchase with code BETTER, like the Lumi Starter Pack, acidified body wash, or new Lumi Plus Sweat Control. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com. Code BETTER for 15% off your first purchase. Love it or return it for free. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com. Code BETTER to save 15% today.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of 1932 $10 gold Indian coins have been found. These gorgeous 1932 gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck, and less than 500 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling the secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you can own a piece of the hoard. When you call, you are guaranteed a 1932 dated gold coin featuring Lady Liberty with an Indian war headdress and a majestic eagle. With limited availability, you must call now. These 1932 dated gold coins are still in uncirculated condition with brilliant luster that is 92 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-520-6468. Call now and you'll receive a free bonus over a $55 value free with every order. Call 1-800-520-6468 now to secure your 1932 $10 gold Indian coins before they sell out. Don't wait. You must act fast. Call now.
WTIC News Time is 8:08. A lawsuit filed against the background check company National Public Data accuses the company of exposing the Social Security numbers, home addresses, and other personal information of nearly 3 million U.S. citizens. Tech contributor Ian Schur has tips for protecting yourself after a hack.
The things we can do about it are mostly to remain vigilant, keeping an eye on your credit records to make sure no one's opening accounts or taking out loans in your name, and watching for any activity that's out of the ordinary.
And let's go over to Britain, Brian and Matt, where Taylor Swift is back on the stage today after the Vienna concerts were canceled over an alleged terror plot.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Around 90,000 fans will pack London's Wembley Stadium for the first of five sold-out shows, the first since Swift's Vienna concerts were canceled over an alleged terror plot, and the last on the European leg of her Eras tour.
I think this is massive. This could be, it's probably the pinnacle of her career, isn't it?
This mother and daughters were already waiting online hours before showtime, and when they finally catch sight of their idol.
Cry, scream, yeah, all of it.
Stop, I'm gonna cry. Too much.
Heightened securities in place following the Vienna terror arrests. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Hope everything goes okay. Hope it's going to be safe. It's a lot of people. Wembley Stadium is a cool place. Thank you, Morgan. Let's go to Mark Crisper in the Brown Pandurus and Scott Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Brian. Thank you very much. Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. We do have a problem now out in Waterbury. That's 84 westbound. We have an accident. Right lane, right shoulder between exit 18 and 17. Stay left. Delays are back to exit 22 and Waterbury behind that. Now heading into Hartford, 84 eastbound. Some slow traffic, 41 up to 44 Prospect Oakwood. Westbound, 84 tap on the brakes. Bulkley Bridge, southbound 91. Once again, minor slowdown, 33 Jennings Road. Northbound 91 moving well. Cromwell up into Winter. 291, 384. That looks good east of the river. 2 westbound in great shape. Glastonbury and East Hartford. Quiet middle. Middletown 9 in the air, Grady Bridge heading toward New Haven 91 in the Parkway moving well. Slight slowdown 84 westbound in Newtown by exit 10. Traffic and weather together on the 8 WTIC News Talk 1080.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Save with summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get the tools and parts you need for your next brake job with Brake Best Select. Select Pro and Import Direct brake pads and rotors now at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
See sunshine mixing with clouds and wildfire smoke out there today. A few towns will see a scattered shower or thunderstorm this afternoon or evening, but not everyone. Highs will be in the 80s. Any scattered showers or storms end during the first part of tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy with patchy fog. Still a lot of smoke in the air. Lows in the 60s. Friday will have filtered sunshine. Still a lot of that smoke around. Highs will be in the 80s tomorrow. Dew points in the 60s. Partly cloudy Friday night. Night, patchy fog, lows in the 60s. Saturday looks partly sunny with highs in the low 80s. Chance for a shower or thunder shower Saturday night to Sunday. Sunday's high around 80.
I'm meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center.
Hi, this is Joel Johnson. I want to invite you to come to a special event with myself and Kara Sundland. It's called Beyond Better Money. We're going to talk about the retirement concerns that you have, living too long, health care costs. Join us September 18th at 6 p.m. at the Sheraton Hotel in Rocky Hill. Go to beyondbettermoney.com to register. That's beyondbettermoney.com to come to meet with me and Kara Sundland.
Johnson Brunetti is a marketing name for the businesses of JB Capital and JN Financial. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC. Insurance products offered through JN Financial LLC.
13 and a half. All right, your time is 8:11. Listen, I can't remember the other game I went to, but I went to two of the best games of the season. At Fenway, and they were both losses, but last night was, I mean, it was a gut-wrenching loss, but the game was so fun. And we're grateful to Thomason Savings Bank for allowing us to give you that experience. It's the Thomason Savings Bank Player of the Game, and in the seventh inning stretch, you'll hear the player of the game announced the next day. If you have the right caller, have the right player. Thomason Savings Bank will send you and a friend to Boston for an upcoming game free of charge. Still got to pay for the beer, though. That's up to you. Or your lemonade or whatever it is that you choose to ingest at Fenway Park. If you call right now at 860-522-9842, 860-522-9842, we'll take caller number 5. And if you are the right player, we'll send you to Boston courtesy of Thomason Savings Bank to an upcoming game in Boston. And I'm telling you, it's the three times I've been this year, It's been really fun, even though I'm not loving the team sometimes. A couple quick notes. Again, join us tomorrow at Melilli Cafe and Grill. It's 264 Main Street in Portland. We got everything Portland. I mean, we have a ton of guests, including the people that run Melilli. And Matt tells me it used to be. Where was it, Matt? I know you're going to work the phones. It was in Cromwell. And now it's in Portland. And their menu, and they're open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. They do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I mean, that's a hard thing to do. That is not easy. The breakfast looks great, and I can't wait to go there. I usually make the mistake around 7:30, 8 o'clock of eating, and then I'm just going to a food coma, but that's neither here nor there. Come join us. Come say hello. They're open. We're on the air 5:30 to 9, so we'll be there super early, and I'll bet they're opening up a little early. So if you want to come in and get a coffee, say hello, you can definitely do that. And then they're full guns blazing from 7 to 9 when we're on the air, and they're obviously open the rest of the day. So come join us at Melilli Cafe and Grill, 264 Main Street in Portland. It's going to be a fun day as we dart across Connecticut. WFSB, Roger Susanna will be there with us as well. And it's just fun. We love doing it, and we're going to do it as long as we can until we get through all 169 towns. That is the goal. A couple other things to note here. By the way, Famous Amos, Wally Amos, remember those little cookies? He passed away at the age of 88. It's a kind of a great American success story, although the business ended up, he started it in 1975 in L.A., and it became a, you know, you used to get him on airplanes and so on and so forth. So that was a little sad to see him pass. Okay, coming up at 8:20, we have Matthew Schmidt. From University of New Haven to talk about this stunning developments in Ukraine and Russia, and then Richard Blumenthal at 8:50. Right now it's 8:14.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't miss this, the August sizzling sales event right now at Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, the Subaru dealership with outlet pricing that will save you hundreds, even thousands over other area dealers. Check out these hot deals. Get a brand new 2024 Outback for only $27,998 and take up to $4,250 off MSRP, or lease one for just $259 a month. And with 0% financing available, you can save on finance charges for even more savings. New 2024 Subaru Imprezas, only $22,495, or lease one for just $199 a month and get 0% financing. Crosstrek, $259 a month, Foresters, $239 a month, and take up to $4,250 off MSRP. With over 400 new Subarus to choose from, you're going to find the new Subaru you're looking for. Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, exit 33 off I-91 at the corner of Weston and Jennings, or online at ProterraMotors.com. Call 888-799-1150 for details.
For eligible individuals, 18 and older only. Results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home, all done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better.
You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Oh, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/radio. That's JabraEnhance.com/radio. JabraEnhance.com/radio.
For nearly 100 years and 4 generations, W.I. Clark has provided superior equipment, quality parts, and timely service to the construction and landscape industry across Connecticut. And while we represent great brands like John Deere, Wirtgen, and Leboy, it's our employees who get the job done for you and who have always been the key ingredient at W.I. Clark since 1925. W.I. Clark, with locations in Wallingford, Plainfield, and Danbury. Call us or find us online at WIClark.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
As a roofer, I don't have time to fail. Homeowners rely on me, so I rely on Beacon. Beacon's unique network of branches work together to get me what I need when I need it. And with the Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like GAF, right at my fingertips. Now through September 15th, purchase high-quality GAF with Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $1,500. Go to BECN.com or download the Beacon Pro Plus app today. Beacon, always building.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Mark Christopher in the Brown Panderas and Scott Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Shaq, thank you very much. Well, we do have an accident in Waterbury right now. 84 westbound, it's between exit 18 and 17. Partial right lane, right shoulder block there. Delays back to exit 22 in Waterbury. Behind that, Hartford's looking real good right now. 84 eastbound, just a little slow. 43 up to 44 Prospect, Oakwood. Westbound 84, no problems. Burning out into Farmington. Both sides of 91. Speed limit, Cromwell to Windsor Locks. 291, 384, that's moving well. 2 westbound, no issues. Glastonbury into East Hartford. Quiet Middletown. Heading toward Danbury, 84 westbound, a little tight by exit 8. Southbound 91 in the parkway, moving well toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hi, Jerry Brooks here for Twilight Wish to remind you that our second annual golf tournament will be held in October. On Friday, October 4th, we'll host our annual fundraiser in Berlin at the Timberland Golf Course. All proceeds are used to grant wishes for our seniors throughout the year. It's a great day of golfing, food, and great raffle prizes, including a silent auction. Go to our website to sponsor, register, or volunteer. That's twilightwishct.org.
Hi, welcome back. Listen, in terms of weather, just really quickly, today sun will mix with clouds and mix. Some of those clouds are actually smoke from wildfires. Chance for a scattered shower or thunderstorm this afternoon or evening in the 80s. Tomorrow looks nice. In the 80s with mostly sunny, partly cloudy partly sunny on Saturday in the low 80s. So it's going to stay dry, which is nice. We weren't sure about that. And you might get a few showers on Sunday. The dramatic news, it was parsed in a lot of different ways, but, you know, Ukraine, their military, entered into Russian territory. And they found some success on the ground. And it's difficult to know what this is going to mean moving forward. And the person we absolutely are so grateful to have in our backyard is Professor Matthew Schmidt from the Political Science Department at the University of New Haven. Joining us now on Brian and Company. Professor Schmidt, good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
I mean, this was back to the day where I have a ton of questions. First of all, were you surprised by this?
Yes, ultimately I was. I didn't think that Ukraine was willing or capable to do this right now. You know, if you look back just 2 weeks, I think everybody was settling into a discussion about some kind of negotiations and talks starting, and then this happens.
Was it smart?
Yeah, it turns out it was. I mean, never forget, right? War is the realm of chaos and chance and luck. And I'm not saying that Ukrainians were lucky and not skillful, but it's turned out, I think, better than anybody expected, probably even the Ukrainians right now. And so they seem to be forcing some Russian troop movements of mature, experienced troops. You know, Putin has been woefully embarrassed because the public has appealed to him in videos on Telegram and complained about the military response, and it sort of backed him into a corner politically on this. So it's really interesting. I mean, the other big thing is that the weakness of the Russian military in non-combat positions was exposed. I mean, these were kids. They're surrendering in droves. You look at the pictures, it's like skinny legs, 18-year-olds who clearly haven't been weightlifting, you know, or doing anything of the cultures in the mature units, and they just walked away. So this tells you that he's got to man those borders with better troops now, which is going to change his force, disposition.
Can I take it? I want to take a quick step back because I don't know the geography as well as you do. This is actual Russian territory. This isn't like annexed stuff from, 10 years
ago. No. This is actual Russian territory. So this is sort of, if you imagine the kind of like kidney bean shape of Ukraine, this is sort of off the second hump. It's to the west of Kharkiv, and it's pushed in there. We're saying it's about 1,000 square kilometers that Ukraine controls. I think those numbers are not important because nobody expects Ukraine to control them permanently. Ukraine has said they don't have an interest in that. They've been setting up evacuation corridors, which is important for Russian civilians. So they've been behaving in a professional way, in a way that Russians have not when they've invaded Ukrainian settlements. So, this thing isn't going to last. I don't think Ukraine's going to control this salient forever.
Well, that really leads me straight into my next question as we talk to Professor Matthew Schmidt from the University of New Haven, is exit strategy. I mean, they're not going to try to march to Moscow. But if you sort of create a new battle line, then it's a new battle line you have to defend. The general question is, what happens next and what should they do? So that's two questions.
Yeah. So first of all, I think we have to understand that the ultimate strategic objective, there's two for this operation. One is potentially to force, Putin to move troops, right? To have to, when this thing is over and now he can't trust that it won't happen in other places, he's got to be more careful about where he's manning the borders, right? And the experienced troops that he's there. The second is, and in addition to that, the question is, does he move experienced troops to collapse the salient, right? To counterattack the Ukrainians, meaning does that somehow have an effect on the front in Donetsk, say, where the Russians have been doing well in the last few weeks? But the other strategic aim here is political, and it's been enormously successful that way. There's nothing to do with holding territory. It has to do with taking the war to the Russian civilian population and saying, hey, you're at war. Your government isn't telling you the truth, but here it is. This is what it's like. This is what's going on. So now that your kids are being conscripted or they're getting paid to join, this is what's really at risk.
Do? What do you think they should do?
So I think they keep going as long as they can. Not necessarily with territory, but in terms of making it harder for the Russians to push them back in order to force the Russians to send more troops. The Ukrainians have to be careful with any salient that they don't get cut off at the base of that salient, that they're able to withdraw under control. So that's the risk to Ukraine, but they should sit there and hold it and force Russia to respond to them for once as long as they can.
Yeah. I'm curious, though, the concern early on, I read a few articles at the outset here, and they thought it was not a good move until it was a great move, is this element of spreading Ukraine too thin. Do they have the personnel to do this?
They do not, in a sense, right? Like, obviously they did it, and they pulled it off, and they have a choice now, right, as to how much they continue to flow into the salient, which is why I think there's a limit in terms of the space, the size of it, the land that they can control, but they can still do a lot by controlling time, by controlling what space they do have over periods of time to force Russian response. But yeah, the big question for Ukraine for a year has been, are they going to mobilize down to those 18-year-olds? Because the average age of the Ukrainian soldier is still somewhere around 40. And they can't find the manpower unless they go down there, and they haven't chosen to do that yet. And I don't think they will. Yeah.
Putin is a wild card for a lot of people, and this is my last question. And, you know, my sort of younger adolescent stratego player or whatever is, I feel like, why doesn't he just come in here with all this, you know, all the sound and fury he has and blow them back? And I'm curious as to what you think, you know, because he's very unpredictable, and this is humiliating, as you said. But to me, it kind of shows that do they not, outside of using a nuclear weapon, do they not have the ability to do that?
They're weak. No, that's exactly what it shows to some degree. I mean, he has good troops, right? And he has a lot of them, and he could send them. He doesn't have as many as he thinks he does. But the thing here is that the Ukrainians are prepared for that. You can't blow them out of the water if they're prepared just, you know, to carry on with the metaphor, to swim back on their own, right? So Ukraine can make any attempt that Russia takes to take a swing at them, you know, miss by pulling back beforehand. And they've already created sort of the havoc and the political embarrassment. So, you know, that their whole goal in some sense here is to get Putin to overreact. Right. That's what they're waiting for right now. And this is the risky part, because they're on the verge of what you could call catastrophic success. Right. They're doing really well right now, but they're like, well, we're this far. OK, now what do we do? And, you know, it could still end up badly for them. So they have to be careful. But Putin's in a corner now, because if he takes a swing, he's going to look like a fool if he misses.
Yeah, and I mean, we got to go, but I think ultimately, if it creates, and I know nothing about fighting wars, but if Russia has to expend 20, 30, 40% of their overall energy to this place, then they can't be trying to get more space in Ukraine, which would take a ton of pressure off of Ukraine, you know. So I think that it is a huge development. Professor, I know we've been trying to track you down, so we appreciate the time.
I've been camping in the North Woods, but I'm back.
I know, we're like, let's send an owl or a pigeon in there to get word to him. Thanks, Professor. I hope the beginning of the semester goes well if we don't talk to you beforehand.
Thanks. We'll talk soon.
All right, Professor Matthew Smith from the University of New Haven. Your time is 8:30. Let's go to Morgan.
And now, a WTIC news update.
Good morning. It is 8:31. Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. It's a crucial day in the Middle East as ceasefire talks on Gaza are resuming in Doha, Qatar. CIA Director Bill Burns traveled to Doha for the talks. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's made calls to Egyptian and Qatari counterparts. Israel has special delegation there present for the talks, and the U.S. and other allies are pushing with them for ceasefire. Hamas says that it will not be attending directly, although they do have ties with Egypt and Qatar. The U.S. fears that if there's no deal reached today, there won't be a way to stave off an attack from Iran over the killing of a Hamas leader. As regulators approve Wednesday a request from Eversource and United Illuminating to increase their rates, Republican lawmakers are out to say it's all too much. This comes on the heels of July's increases to fund other programs like the state's deal with Millstone for their nuclear energy. The increases last month saw some customers' bills as much as double. House Republican leader Vin Candelora says that this latest hike puts $80 million toward grid improvements so they can better handle electric vehicles.
It makes no sense to start implementing charging stations before the state even has a plan of what they're going to be doing with the electric vehicle mandate. So I think we need to have that conversation first before we tack on an $80 million bill onto people's electric bills.
Republicans are repeating their calls for a special session, which Governor Lamont is open to if there's a condition on an agreement and a proposal that would actually cut costs, he previously said. Democratic State Senator Norm Needleman says that it's been in the works for a while, this increase, and likely couldn't have been stopped, and that it will only be a minimal increase. Those Senate Democrats did ask PURA to delay it, but that didn't happen. The State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection is reissuing a temporary alcohol ban.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And for a number of state recreation areas in its attempt to prevent misconduct that's been seen in recent years, it affects Pond State Park launch in Voluntown, Lake State Boat Launch in North Stonington, Gardner Lake State Park and State Park Boat Launch in Salem, Lake Warramog State Park in New Preston, Paugusett State Forest and George Waldo State Park in Southbury, Quoddick State Forest in Thompson, and Wadsworth Falls State Park, Middletown and Middlefield. The exact 90-day alcohol ban at the Naugatuck State Forest, which also includes areas commonly known as Seymour Reservoirs numbers 1 through 4, still remains in effect. The ban ends on Sunday, November 10th. The family of a man shot and killed by a West Hartford police officer is suing the town. Mike Alexander Garcia was trying to steal a car and get away from police last August when he was fatally shot by Officer Andrew Teeter. Attorney Ken Kraske says that Teeter violated Alexander Garcia's rights under the State Police Accountability Act.
Is it appropriate to shoot a man over a $10,000 car? The question has already been answered. No, it's not. And that's why we're here today, because the town of West Hartford shot a man over a $10,000 car.
The suit is seeking more than $75 million. The town of West Hartford says that the suit contains unproven allegations and that the matter is still under investigation by the state inspector general. Democratic nominee for state rep from Stamford, Jonathan Jacobson, is calling on the incumbent that he defeated to resign. Word came out election day that Figueroa made anti-Semitic comments weeks ago, saying, quote, "We cannot permit a person of Jewish origin to represent our community." She apologized twice to Jacobson Tuesday.
She addressed us. I felt that the second apology was much more heartfelt, much more sincere. And she even took the time to address me personally, to apologize me personally to the harm and the pain that her statements caused.
But Figueroa also said she won't be resigning from her positions. She's also a city legislator in Stamford. Jacobson won by more than 200 votes at a low turnout race. He believes that he would have won that race anyway. WTIC News Time 8:35.
You know, pain from arthritis is awful. Bone on bone, constant pain. It can rob you of so much of the stuff you love to do, but there are effective ways to deal with that pain, and I'm not talking about drugs or surgery. Brian Shackman here. There are exciting new cellular therapies that can get you lasting relief, and the place to go is QC Kinetics. They use cutting-edge treatments. They accelerate your own body's healing properties, revitalizing your joints so you can move again. If you're living with chronic pain, whether it's from arthritis or injury, you need to know steroids and surgery and pain pills are no longer your only options. Learn how QC Kinetics can use advanced regenerative medicine to treat the pain, enhance your joints, restore your mobility, and give you long-term relief with no downtime. These guys have made thousands of people happier. The local medical professionals at QC Kinetics are ready to help you with this regenerative restorative cellular treatments for your achy joints. It's the future of medicine. Consultation's free. Check them out. 860-440-PAIN. Again, it's 860-440-PAIN. It's QC Kinetics. They're in Avon, New Haven, and Glastonbury. And that number one more time, 860-440-PAIN.
Columbia Dental has a special
special gift for you. Visit their Manchester office at 483 Middle Turnpike West on Sunday, August 18th between 12 noon and 7 p.m. for a free dental cleaning. First come, first served. Celebrate with a bright smile at Columbia Dental.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home, all done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better.
You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Oh, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/try. That's JabraEnhance.com/try. JabraEnhance.com/try.
WTIC News Time is 8:37. A Russian-American spa worker sentenced in Russia for making a charitable donation to Ukraine.
Ksenia Karolina was found guilty of treason and sentenced today to 12 years in a Russian prison. The court said her contribution helped purchase medical items and equipment for the Ukrainian military. Her donation amounted to about $51, and the charity denies providing military support to
Ukraine. Correspondent Cammy McCorbick reporting. It's the third anniversary of the Taliban's return to power in Afghanistan, with many American military vehicles left behind, seen during their celebration at Bagram Air Base, which the U.S. once controlled. A Taliban leader said they weren't given freedom, that they earned it. A man whose name became synonymous with chocolate chip cookies has died, Brian Amant.
I'm on your refrigerator, I'm in your pantry, I'm in your desk drawer.
His family says Wally Amos, better known as Famous Amos, died at his home in Hawaii from complications of dementia. He was a high school dropout who got his start working in the mailroom at the William Morris Agency in 1950s New York City. Amos went on to sign legendary musicians like the Supremes and Simon and Garfunkel before he opened his own agency and started baking on the side. His hobby turned into a booming cookie empire with financial backing from Marvin Gaye and Helen Reddy. Wally Amos was 88. Deborah Rodriguez, whoa, CBS News.
Imagine that, dropping out of high school, whoa, and having all that success.
I had no idea he was, like, yeah, bagging from Marvin Gaye to start his cookie business. That's crazy.
Yeah, and he eventually ran the cookie business kind of into the ground, and then he had to sell it to private equity. But I remember the cookies on airplanes. They were everywhere.
Yeah. As prepackaged cookies go, Famous Amos is up there with Chips Ahoy and Oreo to me.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we had a loyal listener send Joey, David and Seymour, frequently asked questions about Pringles, just because we got into the Pringles. They are made with real potatoes. They basically take flakes and they make them in a dough, then they fry them and season them as they fry them. And they are not gluten-free, and they even tell you the right way to eat them. They say there's no wrong way to eat them.
Oh, that's good.
And yeah, but they're fried. They're not baked, which is A-OK with me.
Yeah.
Right now they have 25 different flavors.
Whoa.
The top selling ones are original, cheddar cheese, barbecue, sour cream, and onion.
Sour cream and onion ones are banging.
Oh, they are good. And in terms of processed food, which is leading to a really horribly unhealthy nation, they're at the top of the list because they're delicious.
Stuff some extra gluten in there. That's nice.
You give me, I want gluten on my gluten. Let's go to Mark Christopher in the Brown Pandeers and Scott Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I had a small, I don't know what you call them. They're not a box.
A canister?
Tin? Yeah, a canister.
Yeah, a small
canister of them yesterday. The classic originals, amazing, amazing product, as well as those Famous Amos cookies.
They're like perfectly salty.
Oh my God. That and the Gatorade, man, I was so happy driving home yesterday. Yeah, and
my gosh, that sounds like It sounds like a Sunday hangover cure from 1984.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. If you're heading into Hartford right now, a great ride. Both sides of 84 moving well. Farmington to Vernon, 91 north and southbound, easy ride. Cromwell up into Winter Locks, 291 through 84, okay. East of the river, 2 westbound moving well. Glastonbury into East Hartford, quiet Middletown. 84 westbound delays from 22 into the Mixmaster in Waterbury. If you're heading toward New Haven, 91 in the Parkway moving very well. Traffic and weather together on the 8s. WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now, the WTIC 5-day forecast.
See sunshine mixing with clouds and wildfire smoke out there today. A few towns will see a scattered shower or thunderstorm this afternoon or evening, but not everyone. Highs will be in the 80s. Any scattered showers or storms end during the first part of tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy with patchy fog. Still a lot of smoke in the air. Lows in the 60s. Friday will have filtered sunshine. Still a lot of that smoke around. Highs will be in the 80s tomorrow. Dew points in the 60s. Partly cloudy Friday night. Patchy fog. Lows in the 60s. Saturday looks partly sunny with highs in the low 80s. Chance for a shower or thunder shower Saturday night to Sunday. Sunday's high around 80. I'm meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center.
If you see me stopped in the McDonald's drive-thru, just staring at the menu with my "what should I order" face, don't interrupt. It's the most important decision I'll make all day.
And what could be better than two of your favorites for $3.99, like the McDouble, McChicken, or six-piece McNuggets. So stop in for twice the delicious. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
I'm embarrassed to say this. I've been using deodorant on my armpits for 30 years, and anytime I noticed odor anywhere else, I thought I needed another shower, I wasn't clean, or I felt like there was something wrong with me. And then my gynecologist told me about Lumi. It's a whole-body deodorant for pits, feet, and privates that controls odor anywhere and everywhere on your body. Since Lumi, I never have to worry about body odor ever again, anywhere on my body. And that reassurance is worth every penny.
There's a special offer for listeners. Use code SHOWER and get 15% off your first purchase with code SHOWER, like the Lumi Starter Pack, acidified body wash, or new Lumi Plus Sweat Control. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com, code SHOWER, for 15% off your first purchase. With over 200,000 five-star reviews, I am so sure you're going to love it. Or return it for free with Lumi's 60-day money-back guarantee. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com, code SHOWER to save 15% today.
Hi, Dave Berger from Modern Plumbing Supply. Don't look now, but this year is half over already. Before you know it, your holiday guests will be at your doorstep. Didn't you have big plans to make over your kitchen and bathroom after last year's plumbing issues? Who needs that embarrassment again? Modern Plumbing Showroom has all the beautiful fixtures you'll need to impress your guests this time. Don't wait any longer. Visit us today on the Berlin Turnpike in Berlin.
Great design with you in mind. Modern Plumbing Supply.
From inflation to worker shortages, America's small businesses are met with challenge after challenge. Now, a massive tax increase on small businesses is right around the corner. This will impact 9 out of 10 small businesses and lead to job losses, reduced wages, and an economic slowdown. Visit smallbusinessdeduction.com and tell Congress to stop the small business tax hike. Paid for by the National Federation of Independent Business.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text AREA to 424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text AREA to 42424. That's AREA to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Joe with SimpleSaleUSA.com and I buy houses cash. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call me at 203-896-4444. 4000. I can pay cash and close in as little as 7 days. I buy houses in any condition, any price range, and more importantly, anywhere in Connecticut. I'm a private real estate investor who buys several houses a month, and I want to buy more. I buy inherited houses, divorce houses, behind in payment houses. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Do you own a house that is trash and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, because I love buying junk houses. I buy vacant houses, abandoned houses, condemned houses, and even foreclosure houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call me at 203-896-4000. That's 203-896-4000. 203-896-4000.
Did you ever come home on a hot day, open your door, and your air conditioner just doesn't feel right? That's a real summer bummer. Say, come on into Campbell. From a simple seasonal tune-up or an air conditioner repair to the installation of a much more cost-efficient cooling system, Campbell's got the cool tools. Veteran-owned and managed, Campbell Heating and Cooling. Visit CampbellCooling.com.
Campbell Cooling uses all major name brands, including American Standard and Mitsubishi Heating and Cooling Equipment.
Let our expert technicians cool your home this summer.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school. Sporting events, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This year, Dell Technologies Back to School event is delivering impressive tech with an inspiring purpose. Learn how Dell is helping ComputerAid, whose work is helping solar community hubs with tech and AI literacy skills to empower remote, displaced, or disconnected communities around the world. Help Dell make a difference and shop AI-ready PCs powered by Snapdragon X Series processors at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? Talk to California Psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at californiapsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Space may be the final frontier, but it's also what a lot of us lack in our basement or garage. By switching to a Navien tankless water heater, not only will you have all the hot water you need whenever you need it, but you'll gain storage area as well. Maybe a place to display your space collectibles.
Highly logical.
Learn about Navien's series of high-efficiency tankless water heaters and how they don't just save space, but save dollars on your utility bills too. For more, go to tanklessmadesimple.com.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Last check of the roads with Mark Christopher in the Brown Pandeers and Scott Traffic Center. Here, Mark.
All right, Jack, thank you very much. And if you're heading toward Hartford right now, overall, we are in very good shape. It's been a good morning all morning long in the roads. Southbound 91, northbound 91 moving well, no problems. East and westbound 84, Farmington to Vernon, 291, 384, okay, 2 westbound, moving very well. Glastonbury and East Hartford, quiet Middletown. Waterbury slightly slow, approaching the Mixmaster on the westbound side of 84. 91 in the Parkway, no issues toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8's WTIC News Talk 1080.
Brought to you by Express Employment Professionals.
If your supply chain demands a flexible workforce, hire with Express Employment Professionals. With contract and full-time workers from Express Employment, you get the staff you need and manage contingent labor costs. Learn more at expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com.
Shop summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get two cans of O'Reilly brake cleaner for just $8. Offer valid in store only. The professional parts people can recommend the right brake parts and supplies for your next brake job at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, let's take a quick look at that forecast for you on this Thursday morning. We've got a little bit of wildfire smoke, but the sun will mix with that smoke and the clouds. Maybe some wet weather in the afternoon or evening in the 80s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Some of that smoke will linger in the 80s. Saturday, partly sunny, low 80s, and then you might get some showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, but it'll be right near 80, so sort of the pick of the weekend probably would be Saturday. And tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow morning, we're darting across Connecticut in Portland. Very excited to be at Malilly Cafe and Grill on Main Street in Portland. So come say hello, get some breakfast, a cup of coffee. Joey and myself will be there. Roger Susannon from Channel 3 will be there as well as we dart across Connecticut. And it is our next stop in Portland. And then after that, I don't think we'll do another one until after Labor Day. It's been a pretty busy morning in the markets, by the way. You had the likes of Walmart reporting earnings, and you had a consumer spending report that basically shows that the consumer is still spending. So futures, I mean, I wouldn't say they rocketed up, but they're up about 1% across the board. I won't even give the points anymore, but it looks, you know, the Dow's going to hold over 40,000. And oil prices are up again, heading back toward $80 a barrel, at just under $78 a barrel. Senator Richard Blumenthal joining us here in Brian and Company. He got back from Ukraine. Obviously, we talked with Professor Matthew Schmidt from the University of New Haven earlier this morning about this incursion into legitimate Russian territory by the Ukrainian military. Senator Blumenthal, good morning. How are you?
I am well. Thanks for having me.
So, I mean, listen, I think that there were kind of low expectations here, and it's a little surprising of how easily and decisively Ukraine has moved into Russian territory. I think the concern is sort of like, what's the exit strategy here, or what is the strategy, and then what might Putin do in response? Are you concerned of like a big ramp up in this conflict, or worried about what Putin might do now?
There's legitimate reason to worry about what Putin may do, because he is obviously a cutthroat thug who has no respect for human life. He has escalated this war by kidnapping children and killing innocent civilians by bombing and missiles. He's escalated the use of missiles, so he's now using the hypersonic type, and he's using American electronics, chips, computers, equipment, and so forth from American companies. There's no question to be that we ought to be concerned, but this very bold and brilliant maneuver by the Ukrainians has thrown him off base completely. It's put the Russians on their heels. And remember that Ukrainian is outmanned, outnumbered, and outgunned. And they are fighting our fight insofar as our security is at stake. We are a NATO ally, and Putin will keep going against other countries like Poland, where we have an obligation to put troops on the ground. So enabling this kind of incursion that potentially diverts Russian troops from the Eastern Front is very much in Ukraine's interest. Long-term strategy, they'll have to be negotiated at some point, but it has to be at a time when Ukraine is negotiating from a position of strength, and that's the purpose of this incursion.
Yeah. And, you know, full transparency, we have no idea what Putin may or may not do had he secured Ukraine. But my biggest concern is that this has been ongoing for a couple of years now, and we have this threat in Iran about what they might do in response to Israel in their territory taking out a Hamas leader. I mean, a lot of our listeners are very nervous about two things. They're nervous about the many billions of our dollars going overseas to support Israel and Ukraine, but they're also concerned about safety internationally. I'm just curious about, you know, you and your colleagues. I mean, how concerned are you about, I mean, these are two massively intense situations that could go either way.
Brian, you really hit your head, hit the head of the point here.
The nail.
you didn't hit your head. I'm still, kind of recovering from a little bit of jet lag coming back from Ukraine. just the day before yesterday, late in the night. But here's what we need to keep in mind. Iran is watching what we're doing in Ukraine. Will we support an ally there? Russia and Iran are working together on Ukraine. North Korea is supporting Russia. So is China. This, what they call axis of resistance to the United States, Iran, Russia, China, North Korea, makes the world a dangerous place. And yes, Americans should be concerned about that danger. But we know from history the best way to deter our adversaries or enemies is to show strength and to demonstrate strength in reaction to aggression. We know also that appeasement simply encourages autocrats and dictators like Putin, like Xi in China, like the leaders of Iran or North Korea. And that is why pushing Putin back and devoting the resources that we have is so very important. Let's be realistic and very clear-eyed that the resources that we've devoted to Ukraine are a tiny fraction of our total defense budget, less than $100 billion. I know it sounds like a huge number, but remember, our yearly defense budget, and I know well how that budget is spent because I sit on the Armed Services Committee, is almost billion dollars a year. Now, $900 billion a year, and so far we have spent a fraction of it to degrade Russia's forces, to stalemate them largely in Ukraine. Is an investment well worth doing when the world's dictators are watching the United States and how it supports its allies. So I understand the concern, and it's well-founded, that we don't have limitless resources to devote to these conflicts. And the danger of escalation is always there. But to retreat and resort to isolationism, America first, like it was at the beginning of World War II, where a lot of people say, well, you know, German subjugating Europe, taking over Europe, no big deal. We're separated by an ocean. We need not be concerned. You know, I will just say this. I recently went to the 80th anniversary of D-Day at Normandy, and I walked Omaha Beach, where those 18 and 19-year-old Americans literally landed in 8 feet of water carrying 70-pound backs under a hail of German mortar fire and machine gun bullets. They had to go across an expanse of beach, 3 football fields long, without any cover. You know, what they did on that day, 80 years ago in Normandy to liberate Europe and defeat Nazism should inspire us today. This is our moment, just as it was their moment 80 years ago, and we can do it.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.